Hey, everybody, it's Rick. And if you're enjoying the Vertafore Insurance podcast, you should definitely check out Accelerate, powered by NetView. This is our huge InsurTech conference happening in April of 2020. And it is the event to attend for everything from networking, thought leadership, learning how to grow your agency, meeting new technology partners, and much, much more. Accelerate is happening in Minneapolis from April 29th through May 2nd. And you can learn more at www.netviewaccelerate.com. That's all one word, netviewaccelerate.com.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I'm the host, Rick Fox, and welcome to episode 2 of the December Insure Rants, the time capsule episodes, as we're calling them now. Really excited to dig into some great, you know, as you all know, we do the question at the end where we ask the, what is your one big piece of advice to all of our guests? So we went through and found some really good information to share with you in a more of a condensed version so you can absorb it all, write it down, and go live it. So before we get started, before we dig in on those recordings and my rants about those recordings, need everybody to go subscribe. We really appreciate all the support that everyone's showing for us. Follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me notes. I promise I'll respond. I'm getting a lot of notes and I enjoy the conversations that I get to start that are after episodes. People have follow-up questions. How do I get a hold of that person? Who else is doing things like that in the industry? And so I'm able to not only give information and have good conversations, but connect people to other people that are important. Also, every Thursday or maybe Friday morning, depending on when it goes out, I will share a post on LinkedIn with that current episode. And if you can share that with your universe, we'll get that out to even more people. So again, Google, Apple, Spotify, on our website, whatever, make sure you're subscribed so you get all the up-to-date information. So here we go. All right. So this week, we've got 6 past guests answering the big time capsule question. What is your big piece of advice, one big piece of advice for the industry? So there's some of the ideas that are consistent with others. Some are completely different, but all make a lot of sense. The first one up is our own Doug Moore, Vertafore Vice President of Industry Relations and Partnerships. Doug and I have known each other for a very long time. I count him as a friend. I also think of him as one of the most knowledgeable people around when it comes to how we do this insurance technology, insurance plus technology thing. So it's almost as if I paid Doug to say what he's about to say. So here it is.
Yeah. And this is going to be for the independent agents out there, is put together a plan. Think about for the next 6 months, 12 months, 18, 24, how do you want to implement new technology in your business to improve the customer experience? Write it down. Put it on your whiteboard, put it on the wall of your business. But what I find is if you write something down, it's more meaningful and you're going to hold yourself accountable to it. So, and put some thought process into it, but write those goals down. I want to implement technology X by the end of 2019. I want to implement technology Y by the end of 2020, and then track and measure your attainment of that particular goal.
So for all of our very consistent listeners, the proud VIP followers, this sounds a lot like what I said back in October in my Insure Rant, which is put together a plan. Now, Doug goes into some great detail. He talks about, you know, scheduling it out. Like, is it a 6-month plan? Is it an 18-month plan? Whatever it might be. And then he gives a really good piece of advice here, because it's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to say, yeah, this is what we're going to do. It's another thing to write it down Secondly, track that. And finally, measure the results of that plan. And then update that plan as you go. I think that is the most important thing. Write it down, track it, and measure it. So if you are building a plan, and it could be something like we talked about in the rant. My rant was really about planning for 2020. It could be mid-March and you could make a plan for Q2. It could be mid-July and you could make a plan for the rest of the year. But the most important part is that we own it. We write it down, we track what we're doing, and we measure the results of it. What that will also do at the same time, and we did talk about this in the Insure Rant in October on planning, is, and by the way, if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. It's a good listen. That's me saying I'm doing a good job, but those of you that know me know I have no problem giving myself a pat on the back. But what I want you to do in this regard is remember what we talked about then and what writing it down, tracking it, and measuring it will do, which is it will give everyone in the organization visibility into what you're doing, and that's how you get buy-in. So that's another one. I'm going to go similar here with another guy that I think is at the very top of the list of people out there that can help you in your journey as you meld technology and insurance at your business, and that's Ron Berg, the executive director of ACT, the Agents Council for Technology. Ron is a wealth of knowledge, and here's what he had to say.
Take the time to step back and strategically plan. Have those tough conversations across your business and say, and be willing to be real and say, what should we be doing that we're not doing now? What should we not be doing that we're doing now? And let's take the time to make the hard choices and commit to making our workflows, from a technology standpoint, more easily used, more widely seen, just wow our customers, and use the information, learn. You were getting at it, Rick. Learn. Take time to learn each and every day and have the willingness to make those hard decisions and try those things that you know will work for you.
Hey, what do you know? Ron said similar things to Doug. Strategically plan for how you want to do things in your organization. What Ron said, which I think is a little different than what Doug said, but in a just as important of a way, is what should we be doing that we're not doing? And what are we doing that we shouldn't be doing, right? So that's a way to look at this, is really taking a step back and figuring out what is it that's working, what is it that isn't, how do we strategically plan to get better? The beauty of this is it is December and we're moving toward the new year, and you have a new lease on life, New Year's resolutions of how you make your business better. Make a plan, strategically do it. Look at what's going on. And then what Ron said, the key word was commit to it. That's the same thing that Doug's saying. Write it down, track it, measure it. All of this is talking about working in, not just working in your business, but working on your business, which you hear me say all the time. And which you're also about to hear from my friend, Angela Adams, president of Angela Adams Consulting, a incredible, knowledgeable woman who is she's a hero of mine, because she's come all the way through from the early days of being a female in a male dominated business. But listen to what she says and see if it sounds like anything you hear your humble host here say basically every episode.
My big piece of advice is take the time to work on your business, not just in your business. And I know that's usually said as a cliche, but I mean it. So busy putting out the fires and living in your own whirlwind that you don't step back. You've got to know your agency. You've got to know what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are. You need to know what your retention numbers are. You need to know what your metrics are. And you've got to develop a strategic plan that encompasses all of those things. If you don't take the time to do that, then you're stuck always being reactive to whatever fire is out there, and you'll never get where you want to go. The way to take your agency to where you want it to be is to shift from being reactive to being proactive. And that includes knowing what's going on in the industry, yeah, not just in your agency.
I promise I didn't pay her to say that. That was her thinking. That was the what she said. And when I say stuff and when I built the planning rant and all of that, I hadn't listened back to these things, but it's so great to hear these really knowledgeable people saying things that I know for a fact can help you in your business. And the thing that Angela adds here, which I think is so important, it's called a SWOT analysis. For those of you that aren't doing SWOT analysis in your agencies, even for your teams, even a SWOT against your competitors, what does your competitive landscape look like? SWOT, which is SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Take the time to look through that. That will help you plan. Build the SWOT analysis out, then build the plan. It's really, really a strong way to move forward and grow and to just succeed. And the other thing that Angela said, which I think is so important, is that so many people I talk to, I can just sense that they are stuck being, they're just reactive to everything. Like I'll ask an agency, what is it that you are, what is your differentiator? What is your legacy? Well, we do really good customer service. And what they mean by that is they answer the phone when it rings and they smile and they say nice things. It is time to stop being reactive, even in your customer service. It is time to be proactive. Get out in front of it. Get yourself ahead of the competition. Do the things that we've talked about. Spend some time working on your business and not just simply working in your business. The next one up is Brian Bernier. He is the CEO of the PIIAC, the Professional Independent Insurance Agents of Colorado. And Brian is a go-getter. And I think this is important for all of us to take a hold of and to own, because what Brian's talking about is crucial to the long-term success of our entire industry. Take a listen.
To focus on our next generation of leadership. Number one, we're going to see a huge talent drain here in the next 5 to 10 years. Yep. A lot of baby boomers retiring as we speak. We're seeing unprecedented M&A activity. We need to find that next level. We need to find the next generation, and we can't continue to kick that can down the road. We need to roll up our sleeves and start doing that today. That'll be what our largest struggle is. It's already a larger struggle for a lot of agencies, but to find that next and find them, train them, and help them get engaged and get involved pretty soon, because we can't wait much longer, because it's not, we still have so many seats to fill and we have so many great opportunities, and that we can't continue to neglect that. And I know a lot of agencies and carriers, especially, all hands on deck. So, and I have an old saying, you know what, just get them in the industry and we'll figure out where they sit when they get under the tent. And let's just get them in here, because it's going to become a critical issue in the next 5 years. And I know technology, everyone will be like, oh, what about tech? I understand that, but you know, having high level talent and capable talent is the most important thing in my eyes.
So we all hear it out there when we talk about, when we talk to people, well, you know, we've got a glutton of older, experienced people in this industry, and they are retiring. They are selling their agencies, and we've got to attract that next generation, not only at leadership level, at every level in the entire industry. And I love what Brian says, you know, just get them in the industry and we'll figure out where they sit. That's perfect, right? Because here's the thing. Think about it from your agency perspective. If you're leadership, if you're a principal owner, if you're a manager and you're hiring someone new, is the easy solution to hire someone that has been in the industry forever so that you know they understand it and they've been around the block, but they might be a little stale or tired or, you know, set in their ways, versus going out and finding the right person for the job, teaching them insurance, because we all know that once you get into this industry, you usually stay around. So I would wholeheartedly say the latter of those two is a very impactful way to grow the agency, to further the agency on this journey, is to find people, maybe they don't have insurance experience. And then like Brian said, making sure they're trained properly. If you get them that training, and then what I always say, roll up your sleeves, get to work, find the right people, teach them how to do it, watch them grow. And I guarantee you, you will see success out of that. So I think Brian's words are very, very important as we move forward. All right, moving on to the next one. I think this is a very positive outlook on our industry from Kerry Wallace from OIA out there in Ohio. But it comes from a position of knowledge. Kerry is out talking to agents all over the country. I've seen Kerry on panels. I've seen her speak. I've had great conversations. She knows what she's talking about. And listen to what she has to say.
I would tell you that for the insurance industry, the future is super bright. The relationships that independent agents build with their clients is key. And the ability for them to take those relationships, marry it with data, insights, and the right technology is what the agency of the future needs in order to meet the needs of our consumers, our carriers, and will survive the test of time.
The future is very bright for our industry. That is always good to hear when it's someone who you know is out in the marketplace, in our industry, talking to people all the time. So that's a very positive thing. I love to hear that. And I think the thing that's key, as it has always been since the beginning of time in insurance, is relationships. But what Kerry says about data and technology, we leverage those relationships, but then we use the data and the technology to make that special, to make that impactful. And that's what, and she says it, and other people are using the phrase, but I think it's a great way to look at it. The agency of the future looks like this. If you go down that road, if you're thinking, what do we look like in 3 years, 5 years? If you're a manager, even if you're a CSR, you're looking to grow within an organization. If you're a carrier and you're not looking at what the agency of the future looks like and how you can interact with an agency, these are the things we have to be thinking about, planning for. All of the stuff that we're hearing from these great guests should be, you should be writing them down and you should be putting them into your daily routine. But the future is very bright, and Kerry said it, and I agree with her and appreciate that her optimism and positivity. All right. And last but certainly not least, I think this is an important message. We spent a lot of time on this show talking about ways to grow, ways to do this. And I think Patty Harmon, the editor-in-chief of Claims Magazine, she was great to talk to. She's a great person, a huge advocate for this industry. But I think it's important to listen to what she has to say, and here it is.
Oh, that would be to never forget how important what you do every day is in the lives of the people that you serve. I think insurers forget that they have such a tremendous impact on their policyholders. And no matter who within the company reaches out or touches that particular person, they have the ability to make incredible changes and really benefit that particular individual. So don't ever forget that what you do is extraordinarily important.
Yeah. How important, how cool is that? Let's stop for a second and remember that what we do has an impact on everyone. We talk about, how do we bring in new consumers? Well, we bring them in. Every consumer, every person in the world, every employee in your office is an insurance customer. And let's never lose sight of how important it is what we do in their lives. And let's do it the right way. Let's plan for it. Let's know that bringing in new talent, bringing in younger generation to continue is important. But never forget that what you do in your day is important. So that wraps up all of our great time-capsuled answers to the question. I would just add, as I've said before, the planning is the key, and planning at the smallest scale all the way to the largest scale of a full-blown, you know, SWOT analysis and budgets and 6-month plan, 12-month plan, 2-year plan, all of those things. I spoke to a friend of ours, and I'm not going to say who it is because he's on an upcoming podcast, but he said, do 5 years in 6-month increments, but make a plan for 10 blocks of 6 months, which is 5 years. I thought that was brilliant. Anyway, so thanks again for everybody listening in. I hope your holidays are going great. Enjoy the season. We are going to do the final 2 weeks. We will be taking off from new recordings, and you will be getting an opportunity for a best of. So we will play two of our best, most listened to, most interacted with episodes over the last few weeks. And then we're right into 2020 and we're back at it. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next time. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at vertifor.com.